There's at least 300 to 400 of those nominations that never are addressed by the Senate, and it's gotten out of hand. And so the question is, how do you go about actually looking at all of those nominees? The vast majority of those nominees are not directly in line for making major decisions at the federal level. They are, right now, under current law, required for the Senate to actually approve them. We think maybe we could start by agreeing that maybe the Senate doesn't have to hold hearings on that many 1,200 individuals at the federal level.